You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Alexa Datt. Today we are talking Phillies baseball, and we bring in our Phillies reporter for MLB.com, Todd Zielecki. Todd, we were just talking a little bit about Sixto Sanchez, the 19-year-old phenom is what I'm calling him. You can totally correct me on that if you want, but number 10 on MLB Pipeline's updated right-handed pitchers list. This is pretty exciting. Phillies fans should be pretty excited about him, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. He is definitely one of the most hyped pitching prospects the Phillies have had in their system in a long time. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. One is he throws in the high 90s, and a lot of pitchers these days, it seems like, throws in the high 90s. He hits 100 every once in a while, but he can actually throw the pitch for strikes, and he's only 19 years old. So, you know, you combine the velocity, fastball velocity, the fact that he can actually throw it for strikes, and his age. And when you've talked to scouts throughout the season, they love this guy. And it's not just Philly scouts or Philly's front office people. It's scouts across baseball absolutely love this guy. So, you know, he's probably going to open the season in Clearwater, Class A Clearwater. He was the youngest starting pitcher in Clearwater when he got promoted late last season. He struggled a little bit, but this guy's got a ton of talent. And, you know, if he pitches really well in 2018, you never know. You never know. I mean, maybe he's in the rotation as early as next season. But I think back of some of the big-time pitching prospects the Phillies have had over the past few years, and he certainly is getting that hype maybe I haven't seen or heard since, you know, maybe Cole Hamels, you know, in 2004, 2005, 2006.
I just love this guy's name. Sixto seems so cool to me. Yeah, Sixto Sanchez. So it's fun to say, and I know he's going to be a fun player to watch. Let's take a look at who's in the rotation right now, a group that's going to be led by Aaron Nola and Vince Velasquez. How do you believe this rotation will look opening day?
The X factor still is, you know, are they going to go out and sign a starting pitcher or acquire a starting pitcher in a trade? Now, say that they don't go out and find somebody. You know, certainly Nola is a lock. You know, I think Jared Eichhoff is, if he's not a lock, he's really, really close to a lock. And in fact, if he's healthy, I would be absolutely floored if he's not in the rotation. Same thing with Vince Velasquez, although he has struggled. I think the Phillies want to give him another shot in the rotation. Nick Pivetta, he made about 20 some starts last season and he struggled. You know, you look at his ERA numbers, but every single time we've talked to Phillies GM Matt Klentak this offseason and talked about the rotation, he's really high on Pivetta, and understandably so. Pivetta has really good stuff. He showed some improvement late in the season, and they just think it's going to come together for him at some point. So I think those four guys are pretty safe bets if everybody is healthy. Then that fifth spot comes down to, I think, Ben Lively is probably the leading candidate. You know, you have Mark Leiter Jr. in there. You have Zach Eflin in there, Jake Thompson, Tom Eshelman, who was their minor league pitcher of the year last year. You know, so you should actually have some pretty good competition with some young pitchers in spring training. And it'll be interesting. You know, that the rotation absolutely is the biggest question mark with this team right now. But I think they're kind of hoping that some of these young guys will finally start to put it together and maybe surprise some people.
If they don't go out and sign somebody via free agency or possibly a trade, I mean, you mentioned in your article the age of some of these guys. Nola is going to be 24 on opening day. Vince Velasquez is 25. Pivetta is 25. Lively's 26. Where's the veteran leadership for this rotation?
Yeah, they really don't have that. And that was a thing that, you know, Jeremy Hellickson provided the past couple of seasons. Even Clay Buchholz last year, he only made two starts, but he hung around and kind of helped these guys out at home. So they do not have that. But I will say this, Nola and Eichhoff particularly are two very mature young guys. So while they don't have the experience, I think they kind of have that work ethic and kind of that respect from their peers, that they can kind of be the unofficial maybe leaders of that rotation. But that said, that's why I think a veteran starting pitcher would be helpful, not just from the leadership standpoint, but just from more of a certainty standpoint of, we actually know this guy can go out and throw 180, 200 innings and make 30-plus starts. I definitely think that that's something that they need and they should continue to pursue even as camp is opening in less than a month.
You mentioned Mark Leiter Jr., and we obviously know his lineage, watching Al Leiter on TV all the time. What are the chances that he actually makes an impact with this team?
I think there's a decent shot. You know, where Leiter was valuable last year is he's a really effective swing guy. You know, he can start, he can pitch out of the bullpen, he can give you multiple innings. And, you know, he showed some promise last year, and I got the chance to talk to him this week at the ballpark, and he thinks not only with himself, but a lot of these other pitchers that were with the team last year. A lot of them was their first big league experience. So, you know, guys are nervous. They're not really that comfortable. So he thinks coming into camp this year, you know, guys are going to be more comfortable. They're going to be more confident. They're going to kind of know what to expect. So, you know, they're not going to be as wide-eyed and as nervous. So I think a guy like Leiter, you know, he's certainly hoping to take the step forward. I think he's maybe on the outside looking in as far as a job just because of some of the bullpen arms they've brought in. But certainly I think he's going to contribute in some way, shape, or form in 2018.
I was going to ask you the biggest question mark of this rotation, but like you mentioned, unfortunately, the entire rotation is really a question mark right now. What's their biggest strength, though, would you say?
Yeah, you know, that's really tough to say, to be honest with you. In terms of the rotation, I think their biggest strength is Nola. You know, he's probably the safest bet. You know, he was pitching like an all-star at one point last season. I think he's really primed to take a step forward in 2018. He might not be a quote-unquote ace, a true number one like a Scherzer or a Kershaw or a Zach Greinke, but he can be pretty close. I mean, he could be a very solid number two, 1A type of guy. But I think the other, if you know, more abstractly, I guess you could say their biggest strength is the fact that they're all young, like you mentioned earlier. And there's a lot of history to suggest when you look at some starting pitchers that it you know, sometimes it takes a while for guys. You look at Jake Arrieta, you look at Max Scherzer, you look at the early in the careers of Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, Greg Maddux. Not comparing this current group to those guys, you know, Hall of Famers and future Hall of Famers, but the point being that sometimes it takes these starting pitchers a while to develop, and maybe something is going to finally click with Nick Pivetta. Maybe something is going to click with Velasquez or Jared Eichhoff, and if they can get just enough, you know, one or two of those guys more to click, you know, I think that it's going to bode really well for this team in the future.
So we had talked earlier on podcasts previously about potentially Alex Cobb, you know, fitting in with this rotation. Let's say they do go out and sign, you know, a veteran presence or a guy who could be able to bolster this starting rotation. Where do you think they end up finishing in the division? Do you think it's just one arm that helps, you know, catapult them closer to the top of the division, or they need a lot more help in order to compete with the Nationals and the Mets?
Well, say they get Alex Cobb or Lance Lynn or they get somebody in a trade. I really think that if things break right, they could kind of be on the outside looking in terms of that second NL wild card. I don't think they have enough there yet, enough experience yet to take a run at the Nationals for the NL East title. I think it's the Nationals' title to lose. I think something really crazy would have to happen for the Nationals not to win the division. But I do think that based off the way the offense played in the second half of last season, based on just on paper how the bullpen looks in terms of overall talent, that if they can get the veteran starter in there, Nola does what he does, Eichhoff bounces back from his injury, and like I said, just one other guy at that point kind of flips that switch, they should be in a lot of games. You know, so I can actually see them being a 500 or better team in that scenario. And again, if you're better than 500 with the second wild card, with two wild card teams these days, that can kind of put you in the race going into September. And I think if that happens, the Phillies would consider 2018 a huge success.
Yeah, absolutely, and could potentially make some deals at the deadline if they are, you know, in the thick of it. And the NL wild card, you know, like you mentioned, there's so many teams that, well, one, have gotten better, but two, have decided to fall back a little bit this year. So it's kind of wide open. There's going to be a lot of competition. So it'll be interesting to see where the Phillies fall. You wrote a little bit about Rhys Hoskins also this week. 18 home runs in 50 games, and he's embracing his newfound celebrity with a smile. What does that exactly mean?
You know, he's just, I've seen some guys maybe get a little bit uncomfortable, maybe get a little standoffish, just kind of be worn out, kind of that feeling of like, oh, I got to go to another banquet or, everybody's kind of bothering me. But he's really had a great attitude about it. And he, you know, the thing he said the other day is I'm just trying to enjoy it and acknowledge that it's fun, you know. And he said something I thought was pretty cool. He said, listen, you know, I might, you know, there's a chance that something could happen to me tomorrow and I might never be able to play baseball again. So I'm just going to enjoy it as long as it lasts. And I think that's a really healthy way to look at it. Don't look at it as a burden. I mean, I'm sure it's going to become overwhelming, you know, if he continues to hit like he hit last year. I mean, he's going to become a big, big star in Philadelphia. And, you know, he's not going to be able to walk down the street without getting, you know, multiple people coming up and asking for a selfie or an autograph or a quick hello or a handshake. But if he has an attitude of, hey, you know, this actually isn't a bad thing. This means I'm doing well and the team is doing well and people are enjoying Phillies baseball again. I think that's a good way to approach it. And so far he's been able to do that. So that's encouraging because the Phillies look at him as a face of the organization. And they also look at him as a leader on this team. So if you have a leader on the team kind of handling that in a positive way, maybe that'll kind of trickle down to some of the other players as they start to experience that success and that kind of recognition in town as well.
Yeah, let's hope that success continues for him because being the face of the franchise comes with a lot of the ups and downs throughout the season. So let's hope it's all positive for Rhys Hoskins. That's going to do it for us here on MLB.com Extras, our Phillies edition. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode, so stay tuned. Thanks so much, Todd. Appreciate it.